Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are following us on Facebook. We always appreciate that. It is a Wednesday, and it may have been a couple of weeks, but Mike D'Ambrosio is back in the studio. Good to have you back.
Hello,
Mike.
Hello, good to be here. Glad we have a podcast today. There's no power outage, so
we got lucky. Rolling blackouts, yeah. Although after people listened to it, they were probably going to want a blackout. But
exactly.
Here we are on a Wednesday, two Italian guys talking real estate, and we try to jump in whenever we can on Wednesdays. And again, just a reminder, we try to do them right around 3 o'clock or so, Pacific Standard Time, people that follow on Facebook. Just a reminder, that's the reason we try to do it right around 3 o'clock. So for more information, you can always go to reradiolive.com. We do the show in the studio here, and obviously it's great to have the video, and it's on Facebook. It resides on Facebook, but it is a podcast, so if you have not downloaded yet, please do that. You can go anywhere online and just type in Real Estate Radio Live and get the podcast, and we'd love to have you share information. Tell us what you think. Today we're going to talk about the psychology of real estate, and that may sound a little deep, but we're going to get deep here. So relax, get into the couch just before you drop that podcast and start listening. You know, you've heard us talk about hundreds of different topics, if not thousands, on real estate and lending. But Mike and I are going to talk a little bit about the psychology. I wonder what I mean by that before we dive in is, you know, what is the dynamic and the reason behind almost 90% of people, when they decide to buy or sell, why do they still choose a real estate agent? Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And there's a lot of reasons for that. So we're going to dive deep into that and hopefully to put a peace of mind or maybe some answers to a lot of the information that's going on out there. And I did a show, I think, last week, Mike, on, I think I told you, on the myths or the truth about technology and real estate and lending.
Yeah.
I think it was something like that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And this kind of ties in because someone sent me an article yesterday, and this kind of goes along with it, so I'm not digressing too much here, but
yeah. It
was about Amazon's buying homes now or Zillow's buying homes. And I laughed because I sent it back to a person I know, and they know I'm in them doing this, so I'll say, did you read the article, and do you really understand that this means nothing? And it's a great conversation when I'm in front of someone because when someone sees Zillow's buying homes, Amazon's buying homes, there is nothing new about that. There's no technology behind it. Mm-hmm. It's a different model. It's a company that's got a crap load of money, and they could afford to buy homes because then they could resell them, they could flip them, they could hold on to them, and they have a war chest of money. And, oh, by the way, they charge somewhere between 8 to 10% fees. Don't call them commissions.
I want 8 to 10%.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
That'd be sweet.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And the reason this comes up a lot, too, is that trying to dispel the myths and just understand that it is amazing to me, because I'm in this world every day, that what gets attention, the media, if you just use a big name, whether it be one of these Apple, Zillow, it's just funny how they could all of a sudden be doing something so simple or maybe something that's really a non-story. But it just becomes a story.
Well, it's hype. It's all hype. You know, it's hype.
It is.
That's really what it is.
How do we get people to read and watch?
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. So it's just the hype thing. And when you look at the grand scheme of how many of those transactions are actually a part of the overall amount of transactions, like let's just say in the Bay Area, it's nominal.
Small.
It's very, very small. Even in markets where it's more popular, like Arizona, where you have more cookie cutter, brand newer mm-hmm. neighborhoods, it's still like 1% of
right.
the market. So it's not a huge amount. And I think the reasons why are what we're going to cover today.
Yeah. So the psychology of real estate, and we'll give you a little bit of background and data for it, is that still to this day, roughly, you have about 95, 96% of people that start their research online. I think everybody would agree that makes sense. Everybody starts online. Everybody gets everything online. And quite frankly, I love the fact that you could go find any information so quickly. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to that. However,
a lot of negatives too.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff you got to be careful with. That's true. So, but when someone goes to make the decision, okay, now I'm ready to buy, or okay, now I'm ready to sell, you still have about 88%, roughly 90% of people that say, no, I want to use a qualified real estate agent. I mean, so that's not my data. That's not Mike's. That's the data you could find anywhere. So it's not something we're making up. And so we're going to talk about why is that? So when a day and age when someone could pick up their phone and order a meal or find directions or grab a cab and all these, you know, or Uber or whatever it is, so quickly, technology is driving a lot of these daily activities to a different level with the use of technology. So why is it that we can't just grab our phone or sit down on our desktop and within a couple of clicks of the button or the phone or the keyboard, buy and sell a home, include financing?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of real. Well, let me tell you, Joe.
You so and I that are in it, it's easy to explain.
It's a
right?
lot of real. I think. Okay, a lot of the things you mentioned earlier, like the Ubers and all the other things, those are small transactions. Those are $10, $20, $30
and
transactions.
And things that people do each day.
Yeah, daily.
Right.
They're daily things. So you don't buy a house every day unless, you know, you're Warren Buffett or something like that. So this is not a daily transaction. This is the most important transaction of most people's lives. Mm-hmm. It's the most expensive asset of most people's lives. So there's huge value there. Mm-hmm. In that sense. So that's one reason. I think the second and equally as most important reason is, and not to sound corny, but it is going to sound corny, is really home is where the heart is. You know, it's an emotional.
No, I think there's a big part of that.
It's an emotional transaction. You know, they're envisioning their families there. They're, you know, having kids there or growing old there. There's a lot of emotions that are involved in residential real estate. Trust me, I deal with it every day. You deal with it. The things I hear and have to talk to people about would surprise a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But it is, I always tell people, you know, when you're in real estate and you're in it as a business and you're doing it, you know, you have like a major in real estate and a minor in psychology, you know, because and that's okay. And that's just a part of it. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's what it is. And so it's a very emotional transaction for people. So emotional that sometimes it outweighs the actual financial gain for, and what I mean by that is, for example, years ago, I had an FHA buyer, which a lot of you might not know. That's like a low down payment program, 3.5%. And overall, it's still a strong loan. Yeah. We know that, but you know, a seller doesn't typically know that. And he went up against the cash offer, and that was more than him. So you had an FHA buyer with low down payment, theoretically not as strong of financials, and lower purchase price versus a cash offer investor, and he won the deal with the lower offer because the seller connected with him. Mm. They went to the same church. You know, there is a lot of those are the and that's not the only time that's ever happened to any of my clients. You know, so again, it was an emotional connection, a personal connection, and thank God that's still around today, because if it wasn't, we'd all be robots. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot to it. Let's spend some time on that. I think the emotional, and they'll call it the emotional and humanistic side of real estate and lending, is one of the big reasons why overnight you're not going to see robots, or you're not going to see the click and be done with the transaction. And the reason why, as Mike just discussed, so for the people that are listening to this podcast, if you've been through it, you know it. But if you haven't, we'll kind of take you through it. It is a very emotional experience. I could tell you just on the lending side, how many conversations, especially when someone's purchasing a home. I mean, it's not unlikely, especially for a first-time home buyer, and Mike knows this too, I'll bet you I have an average of, I should probably do some research on this, but just myself over doing this for 20 years, I have an average of at least 4 or 5 conversations. Those conversations can go somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. That might not sound like a lot, but it is. 4 or 5 conversations strictly about, Joe, am I really doing the right thing? And what if the value goes down? And what if I lose my job? I mean, all these things are real questions that concern people when they get ready to make this huge purchase. I mean, I know a lot of us, oh, it's just a boom, let's just boom, 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 boom. And I get it for some people that money's no object. I get that. But those are the one percenters. Shout out to the one percenters.
Yeah, shout out.
Mike's a one percenter.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I wish.
Anyway.
Let me get off my ivory tower
I'm trying to get to a six percenter.
awesome.
So it is true. You have these conversations.
Yeah.
And people, you could hear it in their voice, or if you're in person, mm-hmm. you could see it on their face going, what if, Joe? And, you know, and this is the one I hear a lot too, Mike, on the finance side is, you know, let's say it's taking two people right now, husband and a wife or a partner, whoever it is, but it takes two people to qualify for that purchase. What I see a lot is, what if one of us loses our job?
Yeah.
I mean, what if this or what if mm-hmm. that? So the reason we're talking about this today is the psychology of real estate is because, as Mike said a few minutes ago, we want to stay in this topic for a while, is that from an emotional perspective and a humanistic perspective, this is why buying, selling, and financing a home is unlike most anything else you'll do in your life, because you're about ready to make decisions where your children are growing up. Uh-huh. You're about ready to make decisions on what schools they're going to go to. You're about ready to make decisions on, can you pay off a mortgage of $1 million in the next 30 years? You're about ready to buy a home that now you're responsible for the roof,
mm-hmm.
the pipes, the electrical. I mean, I'm not being dramatic, yeah. right? This is all stuff that people
yeah.
think about.
No, it's true. Can you envision yourself dying in it? I don't know. all that stuff, it's true, though. And I think the other piece to this emotional side mm-hmm. of it, getting a little bit, I'm not trying to get too, you know, nature guy on here. But
you going green on us?
I'm going green, yeah.
Okay.
Is, you know, the scent.
What 1%ers do.
The 1%ers do that, trust me. Is the senses too. You got to uh-huh. go in, you got to feel it, you got
to
look at it, you got to touch it, smell it. You know, all of that stuff, if it's going to be a house that you're mm-hmm. going to live in for a considerable amount of time, you really got to feel it.
Yeah.
You really got to get that feeling. And I tell buyers often that, especially in this area, if you're going to spend that amount of money on a property, it's mm-hmm. got to blow you away,
yeah.
you know, in my opinion. And both of you, not mm-hmm. just one of you, but both, if it's a couple buying it, if it's one person, obviously it's different. But especially couples, it's got to blow both of you away, because if it doesn't blow one of you away, you know, it's going to come up down the road.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it happen. And I went through this with my wife this year. Mm-hmm. Is like, I told her, look, we're going to spend this amount of money on our next house with our kids now and all that stuff. And we know we're going to be there for a long time. We really got to really be blown away by
right.
this house.
Yeah.
And at one point I thought, shoot, I don't know if there's any house that's going to do that for the both of us, because mm-hmm. I liked some, she liked some,
right.
and I didn't like other ones and that. But you just got to be patient, take your time. It'll happen. But my recommendation, and I probably talked some buyers out of sales, and mm-hmm. to me it's not about closing the deal and
right.
getting paid. Like, I want them to be happy. So it's got to blow both of you away when you walk in there and you sense everything, you know?
Yeah, no, let me give you another example, because examples are good, and Mike could do that as well. But I just had one yesterday. I had a real estate agent that I work with referred me to another real estate agent and their client, because they wanted to be able to buy a home without selling their home. And still, a lot of people, as many podcasts as I do on this,
the cross-collateral?
I should go out and do like a speaking campaign.
I was just
on
saying,
this.
We hadn't talked about it for a while on our show.
But it's amazing how many real estate agents don't know about it. So anyway, they come to me, and real quickly, they're thinking about putting an offer today. And this was Monday, so 2 days. We didn't know this existed, so we got all their finances, got them going. Sure enough, got them approved for this cross-collateral program that allows you to buy. But, you know, still, even though it's a great program, it makes sense still. But the numbers are that, you know, his mortgage payment was temporarily. It's, you know, it's going to be somewhere between 4 to 6 months, if you're guessing.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, 4 or 5 times as he's used to.
Yeah.
And so even though some people would go, hey, I don't care because I really want the home, and when I sell my home, it's going away anyway, blah, 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 we could make reasons why. But when they saw that and they figured that out, they went to their financial planner, they sat down, they figured out, you know what? You know, this is going to create too much stress, even though this is a great program. They thanked me. They felt bad because we went through a bunch of work in a 24-hour period, but that's okay. Kind of to your point, they decided to hold off, and they still may do this, but they don't know if they want to deal with that stress
yeah.
of having two homes and not having their home. What if their home doesn't sell? All that stuff. So kind of to this psychology we're talking about and what you were talking about, Mike, you know, he called me this morning and was upset because of us. And I said, no, wait a minute. Don't be upset. This is our job. This is what we do. we're not happy unless you're happy.
Yeah.
And so the reason I want to bring this up, and you probably have stories upon stories of this, where people don't end up pulling the trigger, mm-hmm. and it's their decision. It's never about trying to force someone to make money on a commission or a payment or a fee or anything. If actually, I'll say most of the people that are in it for a business and a career don't act that way.
Absolutely. Because don't make a decision just based on you feeling bad about that.
No, but that was an example of him. You know, that couple spent a lot of time with their real estate agent.
Yeah.
And then a lot of time with us on the phone and in person and then with their financial planner and all this stuff. And some people would say, oh, well, you know, you're overthinking. No, for them, they needed to go through that process.
Sure, yeah.
And they still may do this, but they needed to go through that process.
Right.
So this is another reason, one of hundreds, that you can't just grab your cell phone and punch a few numbers and buy and sell a home. And I could go on and on and on. Maybe it just, every time we do some of this, maybe we should do a show or a couple of shows that all we do is share stories, like real life stories, right?
And that's why, like, I've even, you know, you think about, they talk about AI and things that would walk someone through a transaction. Mm-hmm. And trust me, every single transaction is different.
Yep.
I've been doing this for 12 years now, which I think is a long amount of time.
You're an expert after 10.
Yeah, thank you. You heard it on the air, Joe Kuchera.
Hey, look at this. But he's not only an expert, but he's a 1%.
Yeah, wait, hey.
Give him a call.
I got it made in the shade over here today. So, you know, I've thought about all of the different transactions I've helped people out in my career, and I swear to God, every single deal, something
different
happens, something odd comes up during the transaction. It's not anyone's fault. Mm. The problem is, in a real estate transaction, there's so many hands in the pot. Mm-hmm. You have the real estate side. You have the buyers, of course. The two main ones is the buyer and the seller.
Right.
They're always the biggest wild card, frankly, and sorry to say it on the air, but hey, it's true, because they're the most emotional, typically, unless you have other interesting people in the transaction. So you have the buyer and the seller. You have the buying agent, the listing agent, you have the lender, you have escrow and title, you have inspectors, you have all these other vendors in on one transaction, and not even that, and then you have outside sources like the county and the city and all the other things. Like, for example, the county's on strike, so we couldn't record deals earlier this week. So all of that stuff, you have all these different hands and parties in on a transaction. Something on every single deal is going to come up. It's unpredictable. It's not something that you can create a prompt for on a website. If you can, give us a call. We'll invest in your company. But really, there's something different all the time, and you need that human touch to walk you through it, and you need that emotional support as well. And the other thing is an advocate for you and your wants and needs, and be on your side. That's negotiation 101. And on top of all that, then you're talking liability, you're talking managing the process. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons and psychology behind the whole process. So anyways.
Yeah, there really is. We just got a couple minutes to wrap up, but we didn't even get into the, you could tell how much is here. We'll come back and do another show and just give examples on situations that you and I have dealt with, which were hundreds.
Yeah.
But we didn't even dive into the legal thing. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
That even though the contract, the real estate contract, is pretty foolproof in terms of legal, the bottom line is this. One of the reasons someone hires a real estate agent is because there's insurance, there's a contract that protects the deposit, and a lot of other things that go through. We don't have time to go through. I'll just say this. That is another big reason why people hire real estate agents, because I know people say, well, percentage-wise, 0.111. The problem is you could get in a lot of trouble if you try to represent yourself. And I'm not suggesting, you know, if you feel comfortable doing it, that's fine. We're not saying good or bad. But there's ramifications behind that. And you're not only, remember, if you're doing something on your own or you're hiring someone that's a fly-by-night, or, you know, they're washing dishes during the day and they're, you know, doing something else at night, and then they say, oh, by the way, I'm also selling real estate. Well, my point is, if they don't treat it like a business, believe me, there could be something that comes along.
Yeah.
There is, and I've seen this happen before.
They could
all
not
the time.
Have, yeah, and they couldn't, you don't have to have E&O insurance to sell real estate.
Right.
You don't. And so,
right.
I mean, and even before I came to Intero, I mean, I had my own brokerage, and I had E&O insurance, but it probably wasn't enough that I needed. Now that being at a large company,
right.
we all, it's built into what we, you know, all of our fees and stuff,
right.
So we have a great coverage. But, you know, you could be working with some fly-by-nighter with no insurance, and mm-hmm. then you get caught in a bind, and you're SOL, as yeah. they say. Yeah. So on that sense, you know, the liability itself in such a large transaction is paramount.
Yeah, and as we wrap up, I would just say that just remember, if you're seeing a lot of stuff or hearing some of this stuff about, you know, the technology, believe me, I'm a big fan of technology. I absolutely love it. I really do. And I'm intrigued and fascinated by, you know, you go Tesla and the rockets and all this different stuff we're doing with technology to save money and efficiencies and make people's life better and all that. I'm a big fan. But I'm also a realistic person that says when you look at certain transactions, and I'm also a person who likes service and likes to be able to communicate with people every once in a while and doesn't just want to talk to a robot. So there's certain things in our life still that command that service. And in my opinion, this is just still one of them. Mm-hmm. Will it change 10 years from now? Maybe. Maybe something will come up that, you know, I don't know. But right now, on a day-by-day basis, where I think, Mike, and I think where technology can and will and has started to, but it's got ways to go, that could help real estate and lending is on the back end with systems and processes, paperwork, title and escrow.
Sure, absolutely.
And I'll just go through this. Like, if you're in a transaction with a real estate company or a lender, you should get automatic updates on email and text, whatever you choose to do, so that you don't have to wonder where your loan is or where your real estate is. So that is a good use of technology. You should be able to sign wherever you want. I know it's coming. It's a lot of regulation in buying it, but you should be able to, you know, sign on a screen your final documents. I know a lot of people, live signatures, you know, notary and all this kind of stuff. That's changing down the road. You shouldn't have to go to an office in some cases when it comes to a lot. So there's things behind the scenes, I would say, that, you know, lenders in real estate could still do better with the use
Absolutely,
of technology
yeah.
to improve efficiencies and, by the way, cut costs that way too.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, DocuSign changed my life years ago when
I
started
using funny?
You know, it's like it was amazing, electronic signature. Now, that's a slippery slope because a lot of people just send off DocuSigns and don't explain what they're signing, and
it's
then
true.
People just click, click, click. And it's, so you got to really monitor all that, but I totally agree with what you're saying, and there will be changes, and you leverage technology and all that. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, that personal touch is still going to be super important at the end of the day, and the psychology behind that and the psychology behind buying the roof over your head for mm-hmm. you and your family and your significant other and to make memories there and all of that is really the truth behind that whole process.
Yes, it is. All right. For more information or if you need to reach Mike, where's the best place to reach you, Mike?
Yeah, you can call 408-630-0101 or you can go to my website, mikedsells.com.
And most of you know, I hope, that you could reach me at joe@reradiolive.com or you could always go to the website. And during the week or any time, you could call or text 408-838-9060. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.